course, as always, thank you as well. We're living in the midst of the Third World War. That may seem like a dramatic statement, but I think it is something that is apparent for closer, I think it's apparent to anybody that has been paying attention to the situation around the world and all of the ongoing fronts. I like to say, really referring to it as World War II, when the Anschluss began, not quite. So when we look back on this era, this is going to be one of the most pivotal moments that any of us are going to live through. And the fact that we're here and we're able to discuss this shows that multipolarity, and I actually believe in potential for a renewed peaceful alliance between the Christian people of the United States and the Christian people of Russia, and like the previous speaker just mentioned so aptly, the other Christian people around the Western world, which are no way interested in succumbing to the satanic, you know, leftist agenda that is being forced upon them. Marshall McLuhan said that the Third World War is a guerrilla information war with no vision between civilian and military participation. That is not what we're witnessing right now. I would say that if you don't believe that, I would say that you are wrong. And on that same token, the fact that America, and the country that I love so much, is the nexus of this information war being directed at Christian nations, it is something that I'm deeply ashamed of. And I think between something as simple as re-electing Donald Trump to the presidency, towards something as dramatic as, like, St. Paisios, the great Orthodox saint, predicted that America would become a wholly Orthodox country, anywhere from that entire spectrum is going to be moving us in this correct direction to reassert America as its place of Christian civilization, as opposed to its current leadership role in the globalist civilization state that we are hopefully now witnessing the beginning of the end. And I love that the previous speaker was speaking about Cyprus, because probably, in my opinion, the most influential figure speaking today on the issue of the ongoing Third World War is Metropolitan Neophytos Corfu, who is a fantastic spiritual leader in the church, who himself, through his upbringing and spiritual fatherhood from saints like St. Paisios, St. Porphyrios, St. Jacobos, he's been able to both accurately predict and foretell the COVID vaccine pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and even the ongoing crisis in Gaza between Israel and Palestine. And he has said that in many ways what we're witnessing is an attempt by the Zionist entity to go to the United States and striking Iran, hitting their nuclear capabilities that they're currently developing, and wiping out the potential for any enemies of the sacred Israel region so that they can move forward with their greater Israel project. And as a patriotic American who is ashamed to see hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars my government has poured into these forces that are fundamentally anti-Christian and anti-human. Of course, we saw the destruction of St. Porphyrios Orthodox Church in Gaza, one of the oldest churches in the region. And again, like many people have previously said, the American people do not want anything to do with this. And I know people, Protestant, Catholic, Orthodox, who are witnessing the persecution of the Catholic Orthodox Church in Ukraine, are witnessing the destruction of innocent Christians and Muslims in Gaza, and are starting to change their thinking. They are starting to realize that we are not always the good guys in this situation, and that the original Christian nation our founders established, that many have mentioned we've had close alliances with Russia in the past, this is something that we are going to try to revert to, and something that I think if we go back to a foreign policy where we put America first, and we look at things through the lens of gospel, we can see America, while being retreat on the world stage and experience some of the economic downturn for a time, we can reassert our sovereignty and ultimately bring about a lasting peace in the midst of this ongoing fruitful war, which I think would be beneficial to everybody. And to conclude, I just want to mention some of the words of an elder friend of Arizona who said that America, of course, of St. Paisios, who did say that America would be a holy Christian land. And I believe one of the key moves that's going to come about, reasserting Christian sovereignty, reasserting Christian values in America, will be a renewed relationship between the Orthodox land of Russia, which is emerging as probably the biggest leader in this rising or just world that we're facing right now. Thank you so much.